At their last meeting, council approved a bylaw to temporarily prohibit clear-cutting in the midst of several moving pieces surrounding tree protection in the city. Councillor Osanek brought the motion forward. With the intent of pressing pause while council awaits a natural heritage study review, the new official plan, and potential updates to toughen the city's current tree bylaw.
The intent of this bylaw is to prevent any further avoidable loss of woodland canopy in advance of our policies coming forward with the natural heritage study. We had all hoped that the natural heritage study policies would already be before us. It looks like it's going to be not until June now, and that's when the official plan, all those policies should be coming forward. We need these policies for the natural heritage so badly. And so this bylaw is to, take us until that point in time.
There are some exceptions to the law, including permits and approval directly from council. Enforcement of the bylaw will be through administrative monetary penalties, with a base penalty of $5,000 for prohibited clear cutting, plus $5,000 per 0.1 hectares of trees cleared in contravention of the bylaw. For more serious or repeat offenses, proceedings may be initiated under Part 3 of the Provincial Offenses Act. When asked about enforcement, staff provided the following response to council.
Of course, staff resources are limited, so like most bylaws, we'd be approaching this on a reactive approach. Certainly, if there are complaints from members of the public about alleged clear-cutting activity, those residents are encouraged to reach out to the city's bylaw enforcement division for further investigation.
Councillors supported the motion unanimously, with Councillor Connie Glenn noting the importance of taking time to slow down while the future strategy of protecting the city's tree canopy takes shape.
I do hope that everyone here will support this. I think that this is a reasonable measure. We are in the midst of a lot of change right now. We have seen some things happen that have the community rightly concerned. I'm certainly disheartened and concerned about the fast pace of some of the cutting that we've seen, and without discussion given, I think everyone in the city knows we're in the midst of a new heritage a natural heritage study review. They know that we're in the middle of an official plan. This is an opportunity for the whole community to slow down and reorient itself to what our future is going to look like. We know that there are high growth demands here, but how do we manage that while preserving the things that we value most? So I hope that everyone sees that this is a reasonable temporary measure to get us to that next stage where we've got clear rules and a clear understanding amongst the entire community about how we move forward.
The temporary ban on clear cutting will remain in effect until the city's new official plan comes into force, or until council otherwise amends or repeals the bylaw. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.